105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Doris Ilan. Today, out and about a bit far away from Wildernsee. Today, I'm in York at the National Railway Museum, joined by Zoe. Hello, Zoe. What are you doing for the National Railway Museum?
Hello. I work in the Learning and Public Programs team here at the National Railway Museum, and my team arranges and delivers all our events, our special events, to families, to school groups, and during school holidays.
All right, that sounds incredibly interesting, and obviously this building is not just something for children. What can people expect when they go to see this place?
Well, as you say, yeah, we're not just for children, we are for families, but we're also for anyone interested in railways, the history of the railways, even anyone just interested in history generally. There's absolutely loads to see at the museum. We've got a huge collection of locomotives, carriages and rolling stock like freight wagons, but we've also got smaller items that you might not expect to see here. We've got photographs, we've got posters, we've got models, furniture, all items that have played their part in railway history.
Okay, talking about railway history, what is the oldest item you got in here?
Well, the oldest locomotive we've got in the museum is called Adjanoria, and it was built way back in 1829, a very early steam locomotive. It wasn't very efficient, it's a bit of a bizarre looking thing, but that's probably not the oldest item in here. I would think that's probably something hidden away in our warehouse, so I'll get our visitors to come here and explore the warehouse for themselves and see if they can find it.
That sounds really interesting. And how long does it take to put the place up like this? Is it still growing? Like, are you still getting items, or is it like we are finished now, but every now and then we get something that is really old?
Yep, you're exactly right. The collection is always growing. We've got one of the largest railway collections in the world, but it is still growing. We still get donations from people. We get bequests sometimes, things people might leave to us in their will. And if anyone's interested in donating an item to us, they can come in and speak to one of our curators, because our collection is so big we can't take just anything. So we're only taking items now that are unique or that we don't already have.
Right, okay, otherwise you would run out of space, I guess.
Yeah, exactly right. We're pretty full up as it is.
And you got trains from all over the place. I just entered one from Japan.
Yes, actually that's quite a unique one. We do have the Japanese bullet train here. It's the only Japanese bullet train anywhere in the world outside of Japan. But that's the only item in here that was completely built and operated outside of Britain. So everything else in here does have some links to Britain, because we are a national railway museum.
Right, I see. And how long does it take to explore it all?
Well, if you really wanted to have a proper explore, have a look in all our galleries and really have a good look around, we would advise probably at least 3 hours to do that. Of course, you don't have to do that, because we are free. You can just pop in for an hour and see what you've got time to see, and always come back on another day.
Right, okay. So yeah, the admission is free, so for everybody who wants to see it, it's not too expensive. You were talking about the art gallery. That is another thing you don't expect in a railway museum. There were a lot of pictures related to Japan. Where did you get them from?
They've actually been loaned to us from a museum in Japan, so again, we're very lucky to have those. That's part of a celebration of a partnership between some transport museums in Japan and our railway museum here in York. Yeah, you're right, it's quite unexpected for a lot of people that we've got a really good collection of art, and until very recently it was all hidden away in our archives. You couldn't access it really easily, but our new art gallery, which has just opened within the last couple of months, is going to showcase some of our collection of artwork and also other artworks from other museums around the world.
Pretty cool. And in case people have listened to this and have become curious about the whole thing, where can people find you?
We are in York on Lehman Road, where the National Railway Museum open every day apart from over Christmas from 10 till 6, and admission is free.
Very good. And if people have got some kind of inquiries, can they reach you via mail or via phone number as well?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do actually is have a look on our website if you've got internet access. It's nrm.org.uk, and all information is on there, as well as our contact details.
Very good. And now the insider question, what would you recommend the most?
Well, that's an easy question for me. We're stood by my favourite thing in the whole museum, which is the Mallard. Maybe a bit of an obvious answer, but the fastest steam locomotive in the world still, officially. A beautiful example of 1930s engineering and design. And we do cab access to Mallard as well, so if you're visiting here, come and see if you can meet some of our explainers on the cab of Mallard.
Very good. That seems to be a very inspiring place, and I've got to tell you, I'm quite impressed myself. Thank you very much for joining me for that very useful interview.
Thank you, Eleven.
This was Doris Ilan for 105.3 Seaside FM.